A federal government report from December found that half of all U.S. students started this school year behind their grade level in at least one subject. Many American education experts say tutoring is the best way to help students make up for learning loss during the COVID-19 pandemic. But although many schools have received a lot of federal aid, only a small number of students have been getting tutored. That finding comes from research by the nonprofit news organization Chalkbeat and the Associated Press. The two organizations surveyed 12 of the nation's school systems. 8 systems provided information. The schools reported that fewer than 10% of students received any kind of tutoring in the fall of last year. A new tutoring group in Chicago served about 3% of students, officials said. But less than 1% of students in 3 big school systems received tutoring. They were Georgia's Gwinnett County, Florida's Miami-Dade County, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia reported that 800 students had been tutored. In those 3 systems, there are more than 600,000 students who spent no time in a tutoring program last fall. The low tutoring numbers suggest several problems. Some parents said they did not know tutoring was available or did not think their child needed it. Some school systems have struggled to hire tutors. Other school systems said their small tutoring programs were part of their efforts to meet students' greatest needs. Whatever the reason, the result is clear. At an important time for students' recovery, millions of children have not received the extra help. It works, it's effective. It gets students to improve in their learning and catch up, said Amy Rappaport. She is a researcher with the University of Southern California, or USC, who is studying why so many students are not getting intensive tutoring. The Indianapolis School District last year began 2 tutoring programs that connect students with teachers by video link. One is available to all students after school. The other is offered during the day for some low-performing schools. District officials said the tutoring test program improved student test scores. Parents also liked the program. The 2 programs served 3,200 students last fall. That is about 17% of students in district schools. 2 other tutoring programs operate at a small number of schools. The school district also said that only 35% of the students who registered for after-school tutoring last fall attended more than 1 session. Mark Ransford is the Indianapolis Public Schools spokesperson. He said the district wants to improve attendance and hopes to sign up more students for tutoring next school year. A federal survey from December found schools reported that about 10% of students received intensive tutoring several days a week. The real number could be lower. Only 2% of U.S. households said their children are getting intensive tutoring, a study from USC found. Schools trying to increase tutoring face problems, including hiring and planning. Experts say tutoring is most effective when provided 3 times a week for at least 30 minutes during school hours. Offering after-school or weekend tutoring is simpler, but attendance is often low. Low family interest has been another problem. Although test scores sharply dropped during the pandemic, many parents do not believe their children experienced learning loss. In Wake County, North Carolina, the school district began planning a reading tutoring program in November. District officials last month said volunteers are tutoring fewer than 140 students. That is far fewer than the 1,000 students the program was designed to help. Many worry that not enough students are getting the help they need, even as programs continue to grow. I'm Dan Novak.